This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, we've been operating for 20 years. Actually, our 20th anniversary is yesterday. So we've been operating for 20 years. We're a recycler of used cooking oil, so we're not a polluter. We don't even have a smokestack. We don't boil anything or burn anything. And so whatever we've been doing for the last 20 years. So what happened was, we were operating by registration, and they changed the regulations for the DEC in 2017, I believe. And so that's what put us under the new regulatory requirements. And it's a complex process. And again, it's new regulation for something that was already pre-existing, or the way we were operating was pre-existing. We're still operating that way. And what we did was we hired a engineer to come in full-time and to work on that application process, which we did. And he submitted an application. The guy had a master's in environmental engineering from the University of Toronto. And that application was, from the DEC standpoint, was pretty bad. So what we did was we then hired a local engineering firm, to address it. And, they did a draft in 21. So from 20 to 24, we didn't hear anything from the DEC, obviously of the COVID period or what have you. And, we did the sound studies and we did all of the other stuff. Again, this is all complex engineering work. I'm not an engineer. We don't have an engineer on staff. We used a engineering firm to do it. What happened was we got a complaint last year, and we addressed the complaint, there was some additional correspondence with the DEC. Every time they said anything, we immediately contacted the engineering firm that we had contracted with, and our belief was that they're having open discussions directly, because again, we're not engineers. But make a long story short, the regulations have changed multiple times, including the implementation of the regulations in 17 that's now regulating our industry, and we're trying to comply. But the cease order that was issued, we contacted DEC immediately, was able to obtain an extension. And then what we did was we contacted our engineering firm, because they said that there were only three outstanding items on it. So there's a huge application. I mean, it's a giant application that's there. Not only the one that we already submitted, but the other one that the engineering firm drafted. So they said there was three outstanding items, and then the DEC is turning around and saying it's like 15 or 19 outstanding items, which includes, impact studies that are not even engineering. It's now social. So what we did was we brought in another consultant to address the situation. And we have a meeting with the DEC tomorrow with that consultant, who actually understands, this new regulatory stuff. So this Part 360 is what you're looking at, is normally associated with landfill. So you'll see that it's a solid waste. We're not a landfill operation. We're not a polluter. So we don't put anything in the ground. We don't burn anything up. We don't boil anything. But it's now affecting our business. So a cease order like that, it immediately puts us out of business. So there's 150 people working here. We've been in business doing the same thing for 20 years, and obviously not having any type of environmental impact. But again, these are new regulations. They change regulations. Impact studies are supposed to be done, and we're trying to figure out what we can do to make sure that we're in compliance, so we can stay operating, because the consequences are so huge. We'd be bankrupt if we couldn't, process, the oil the way we've been doing it for 20 years.
And what would happen, where would your clients have to go if the cease order sticks and you do have to shut down.
And that's the problem. You know, who knows? I mean, we're the green guys. We don't have the big smokestacks, you know, releasing carbon, and we're not a landfill where, you know, we're burying toxic waste and all this other nonsense. So where they go, they're going to have to go back to, whoever the major companies are. These 360s are very complex, and they're really made for, very, very large companies that, billion-dollar-plus environmental waste management companies. I'm assuming they would go to them. In this area, there's not a lot of options. I mean, we have 27,000 restaurants or 28,000 restaurants that we service in 15 states. And then all of that material is brought back to, Buffalo or Tonawanda, and we recycle it. And then what we do is actually export it out of state. So it brings in all these revenues, to the local community. So these are all green jobs. We have a huge green footprint. All the oil that we collect and recycle reduces carbon emissions by 19.2 pounds, per gallon. So it's a huge environmental impact if we shut down, and that material either goes to, landfill, or it wouldn't go to landfill, but it, go down the drain, or, and also these restaurants too. We pay rebates. We actually do the entire service for free. And then on top of that, we actually give them a small rebate for their oil. So there's no cost to any of the restaurants, which is also why we've been so successful, because, we've made a difference.
Confusing are these changes in the DEC rules, and which DEC rule is stepping in the way here of you getting to have the right permit?
Well, again, unregulated, since 05 when we started. It only came in 2017. We weren't even notified about the regulatory change until I think 2019 or 2020, and that's when we hired the engineer. I'm not an engineer, so if a person with a master's in environmental engineering, can't get it right for the new regulations, who, by the way, he took a job with EPA, so he's not, he's not really, I would assume that he's pretty smart. I don't know. And then this other engineering firm that we hired locally, they got several of those parts wrong. Now with the new folks that we've retained, supposedly they're the experts at this part 360, but there aren't any forms to fill out on our side. These are engineers that have to fill out these forms and put stamps, and they have to also certify that they understand what these rules and regulations are. And like I mentioned before, that these rules are changing faster than we can respond. One of the things that we are doing is, again, proactively, we believe we found the expert. We thought we had the expert, but now we believe we found the expert. We're going with them, and we also put an ad out to hire an engineer. But even the last engineering firm, I'd be happy to share that with you. First they said, hey, there's only three parts outstanding. This is just, just recently. And then after they talked to the EC, they said, well, no, there's a whole bunch of additional items. And these additional items are going to add up to hundreds and hundreds of hours of additional engineering work. And they don't even have the capacity to do it. So I'm not really sure. So hopefully this expert with that meeting tomorrow is going to be able to figure out what's going on. But even the, a very large engineering firm, just that said we're three steps away, turns into we can't do it because we don't have the manpower. So I don't know.
After the meeting tomorrow, when do you anticipate hearing from the DEC one way or the other?
I don't know. I'm hoping that they're going to give guidance tomorrow, and then this expert is, he's got his own engineers, and this is what he does. He's done 360s before. Would be able to then figure out what the actual engineering requirement in this, all of these census polls and impact studies. There's some stuff that I've never seen. I've never even heard of it before. They should be able to put a timeline on it and figure out, who it is that they have to hire and get the stuff done. And again, it's to get permits, literally, to do what we've been doing for 20 years. But we have to do it. So the record change, we have to get it done, and we're absolutely committed to getting it done. So I'm hoping tomorrow there'll be a scope of the work, you know, which we've already seen. So that's already been submitted to these folks, and that there's some type of pathway to continue operating while it, we're given an extension that's reasonable to have, you know, again, fully engaged third-party engineering firm to, you know, to get whatever it is that they're looking for done. So I'm hoping tomorrow or shortly thereafter. But, you know, they did provide, you know, details of what they're looking for. I just don't have, I have no idea how long that takes. But the one engineering firm said it's hundreds and hundreds of hours and they don't have the manpower, so I don't know. But we'll get it done. And there's people out there that can get this done. I just don't know how long it'll take. So the new stuff for me, it's pretty scary. You know, shutdown orders are scary as it gets. And, you know, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary yesterday. It was actually exactly 20 years yesterday. And I have to tell all your employees, some of them have been with us for 20 years, that, you know, you might not have jobs depending on how this actually goes. But, you know, we tried our best. You know, we filled out the paperwork as best we could. You know, we absolutely fell down on you know, getting this turnaround recently. We should have been on top of it and you know, got with the engineering firm and we're actually looked at the correspondences or lack of correspondence between the two. One of the things that also happened is we just found out that the that draft was never shared with the DEC in 21 along with that sound study in 22, which we've now shared with them. So I'm hoping that they're going to see that we're eager to get things done, but we're not a polluter. We're the green guys. And we're a good employer locally. We bring a lot of jobs in here, and we're not asking for any freebies. But this is new regulatory stuff, and it is what it is.